Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, August the 2nd. I'm Brian Shields and for Ray Graff. If you're planning a trip, where do you go? What do you pack and how do you get ready? We'll be discussing travel today with veteran travel planner Andrea Schwartz. The number, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also mail your questions to Vox Pop at WAMC.org. Road trips, passports, tickets, your calls coming up, even take a trip to look at the eclipse. With Welding Glass, of course. Vox Pop, right after the news. Hello again and welcome to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in program. I'm Brian Shields and for Ray Graff today, here to answer your travel questions today is custom travel planner Andrea Schwartz. She's been working with clients for 25 years, an expert on American and Canadian national parks. She's hiked through more than 40. In the past year, she finished hiking the Grand Canyon. That's rim to rim. That's 25 miles and that's for the ninth time as well. She's also traveled in Asia, Africa, and Europe, and flown over Denali in a bush plane. Are you planning a trip? The number to call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also check in on Facebook at facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop or email voxpop@WAMC.org. Again, the number, 800-348-2551. Andrea, thanks for coming in.
A pleasure to be back at my favorite radio station. Thank you.
You've been all over the world. What's your favorite spot?
Oh, that's a very tough question. Wherever I am now.
Studio A and WAMC? You got to get out more often.
I have some favorites, definitely. Yeah. The Sahara Desert.
Really?
Riding a camel into the Sahara and sleeping in a tent under the stars, I would say, is a highlight. A river cruise down the Yangtze River was pretty amazing. There's a tiny little city outside of Shanghai that looks like Venice, all canals.
Really?
That was very amazing. But, of course, the Grand Canyon has my heart. I will be back for number 10 in October.
And you've been to see an eclipse before. This one was in Shanghai?
Yes, five, 6 years ago in Shanghai.
And we now have a chance to see another eclipse. You don't have to go all the way to Shanghai. You can, in fact, maybe even drive there.
Yeah.
It's going to be going across parts of our country. We'll be getting a little bit of it here, but the full eclipse, you're going to have to travel. And there's some great travel plans if you want to. Well, you can't look at it, but experience the eclipse.
Yes. It's going to make landfall around Salem, Oregon, and travel southeast. And it's going to continue that trajectory southeast. That's going to be a band of 100% viewing. Our viewing area, we will still get about 50% of the experience. And even with just 50%, you need to get yourself welder's glass or something very, very good to protect your eyes because the sun is dangerous.
Right.
You cannot look directly at it. So welder's glass number 14, any welding supply company will have it.
So hotels are opening rooms for this? Are they booking?
They are sold out. I have a client going to Oregon, and they are camping out. They could not get a hotel in the vicinity, so they're actually camping out.
Do you think there's anything left?
There is. It depends on what you're willing to spend. There's always something left if you have a very high, there are certain hotel chains that if you are a very high level member, they will make a room for you. So, but it's going to cost you. It's not going to be free. So.
Are there packages to be escorted by astronomers or other kind of experts to maybe talk about it?
There are, but I think it's kind of late to get signed on to those.
Yeah.
There are. Now, there's always the possibility, and I certainly want to defer to the astronomer coming tomorrow.
Yeah, Bob Berman will be here, by the way, on Vox Pop. We'll really get the scientific background on this tomorrow.
I will be listening, but it's always possible that you end up in rain or cloudy situations, and then you will basically not see anything. You'll see it get dark, but you will not see the corona around the sun. So it can be a very big expense and a lot of traveling, and you have to hope for the best. I think the best option is going to be out west in Oregon, and this time of the year it tends to be clear. Wyoming might be number one if I was to choose to go Wyoming. I think the East Coast is going to be problematic because it is hurricane season, and
you
certainly
know.
Can tell around here how it's frequently cloudy, rainy this time of year, so But no one can predict that.
800-348-2551 is the number to call. 800-348-2551. Andrea Schwartz is here. We're talking travel today on Vox Pop. Again, your calls are welcome at 800-348-2551. I remember the first time I took an airline flight about 50 years ago. It was the old Eastern Airlines, and they actually put linens down on the little and airlines aren't the same anymore. Let's be honest. You're lucky if you don't get dragged off for a for a seat. But how do you make it a little easier on yourself? Is there a way?
I think, you know, that these random events are unfortunate. Certainly, the more you pay for a ticket, the less likely you're going to be getting in trouble. I would suggest that there's a website, Smarter Travel.
Right.
And they have a passenger's bill of rights. You can print it out. It's one page, but it folds down to eight little pages. At least you are aware of what your rights are if something should occur. Part of the problem is that the flights are full all the time. There are a lot of stressed employees who don't know the rules. And you have to be firm, but you also have to be polite. Screaming at airline employees is not going to help.
Right.
So the other thing I would suggest, get global entry.
Yeah.
It's $125. It's good for 5 years. You have to be fingerprinted. You have to send in a form. You get vetted by the FBI. And then there aren't that many centers that you can get the fingerprinting and interview. There's one up by the Canadian border, which is where we went. There's one in Boston and one in New York City, but there are months and months of wait. You can get it pretty quickly once you're approved up in Champlain. This is what you get. You get shoes on, jacket on. You do not need to remove your liquids from the bag. You still have to comply with the liquid ounce limit.
Mm-hmm.
But best of all, the short line. The short line is great. I was coming back from skiing in Colorado. There was a 45-minute line at the security, and I was in 5 minutes. So
it's the easy pass for TSA.
It's the easy pass, yeah. It makes a huge difference. Now, I think the more people get it, the more people will be on the short line, and it will get bigger. But for $125, if you use it only a few times, it is a really good value, in my opinion. And especially if you fly frequently, it's a good plan. It takes a little bit of doing. You have to go on the website and fill out a long form, and you need a lot of documentation. But once you're in, you're in.
800-348-2551 is the number to call. It's 800-348-2551. Talking travel today. Andrea Schwartz is with us at 800-348-2551. It's the middle of August. We've got thunderstorms here. Let's talk about skiing. Getting ready for ski season. This is the time to do it.
It is the time to do it. There are bargains out there that you can get now that you won't be able to get later on in the season. So just as a matter of fact, Vail Corporation, which owns Eight Mountains, I think, at this point, purchased Stowe, Vermont. And I'm expecting if you're an Eastern skier and you don't have the opportunity to fly out west, that it'll still be a great value. Their Epic Pass allows unlimited skiing every single day that the mountain is open. Weekend, holiday, no blackouts at all. And that pass also gives you the opportunity to buy a discounted ticket for a companion. So it's a really good deal. And should you find yourself able to go to Colorado, you can ski as many days as you want, and you never have to take your wallet out. So it works really well, and they also give you a tracking. I'm sure they're going to upgrade Stowe to this, but every time you get on a lift, your pass has an RFID, and so you can tell at the end of the day exactly how many lifts, how many miles, where you've been. You can track your whole day. It's on your phone.
800-348-2551. We're talking travel today with Andrea Schwartz, and the calls are coming in at 800-348-2551. And we've got Mildred in Kingston. Go ahead.
Hi, Mildred.
Good afternoon. My son will be traveling to Denver, Colorado. His travel, he takes one airline, which will leave him off in
he's making a connecting flight.
Albany to Atlanta,
okay.
And from Atlanta out to Denver.
Yeah.
Now, he has a chihuahua. My son is psychologically in need of a companion, and the dog is his constant companion. And we wanted to know how he can take the dog with him.
It's not a problem. Just contact the airline. As long as he's a companion pet, he can bring the dog.
Do you have to have a certification or some sort of permit?
They're pretty much accepting people putting those companion blanket things on the pets, and they're allowing it. I have not, despite all the maltreatment of flying public, I have not heard of anybody having an issue with bringing a small dog. So you have to let them know. Give them a call. Make sure that it's placed in the PNR. That's the passenger name record, and that contains all of the information for the flight that is necessary. So just make sure he gives them plenty of warning.
Does he need some kind of note from his doctor, or does?
I think you should call the airline to verify. Up until now, they have not requested that, but if things have changed, which is very common in this industry, it's kind of a lightning speed, they will let you know, and then you can get whatever you need in advance.
All right. And do they charge for a seat for a dog?
No, they do not. As long as the dog fits in a small container, no, there's no charge.
Yes. Okay. All right, so he should contact each airline.
Absolutely.
To find out.
Absolutely.
Well, okay.
Thank
luck.
You very much.
Thank you, Mildred. 800-348-2551. It's probably a good idea to call ahead for a number of reasons, but I think most service dogs are German Shepherds, et cetera. When you bring a Chihuahua saying this is a service dog, you might get some raised eyebrows.
Yeah, well, they're not considered service dogs anymore. They're considered companion dogs. Mm-hmm. So I think what's happened, and this has exploded, you see a lot of them at the airport these days. They charge for large dogs, have to be crated, and they also charge for small pets that fit under the seat. And I think people got wind of the fact that you could bring a companion dog, blind people can bring them on the plane for no cost. So I think there's been a bit of an explosion of companion dogs for various reasons.
800-348-2551. More calls in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from Vision Excel Eye Care, Lake Katrine. Exams, eye care, dry eye therapy, and now new American-made frames, where eyewear is an art. VisionExcelEyeCare.com. Culligan Water of the Northeast. For over 80 years, providing pure drinking water as well as options for problem water at home and at work. CulliganNortheast.com. The University at Albany Theater Program. Offering individualized education within a student-centered theater major to help train theater professionals for the 21st century, albany.edu/theater. And the 1850 House Inn and Tavern, Rosendale, New York. Waterfront dining on their pet-friendly deck in the Hudson Valley, the1850house.com. And Studio Herbage, a contemporary floral design studio in historic downtown Johnstown, New York. Local and long-distance delivery, studioherbageflorist.com.
The number is 800-348-2551. The email is boxpop@wamc.org. Our guest today, Andrea Schwartz, a travel expert who can book some great tours for you and has a lot of information here. That's 800-348-2551 is the number to call. Andrea, you just mentioned the Bill of Rights for airline.
Yes.
Airline passengers. Every once in a while, you hear these stories about cruise ships, and you know, maybe some E. coli breaks out. They have engine trouble. They run aground, and it turns into disaster. Is there a Bill of Rights for cruise travelers as well?
There is not, because they are chartered under many different national flags.
Right.
So there is no coherent kind of system. However, in any of those instances, passengers were compensated. They were either given refunds or vouchers for a future cruise. And I know there are still outstanding lawsuits with Costa for that running aground, because there were deaths in that situation.
What about Amtrak? What rights do you have if something goes wrong?
I don't think there are any.
No?
I think Amtrak has really run off the rails, if I might.
Right.
I think they have a lot of issues right now. And they need some funding. This is infrastructure.
800-348-2551. John in Albany, go ahead.
Hi, John.
Hello, thank you.
Sure.
Is there a cruise line that might specialize in an astronomy showing in the Costa Rica area?
You know what? I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that question, but I think if there were, it would probably be pretty booked up by now.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much. 800-348-2551. Let's talk to Bobby in Ulster County.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm an analog woman, and I really would like to renew my passport.
Okay.
Without going through a form on the internet, which I found confusing.
Easy. Go to the post office. Just go to the post office. They'll walk you through it. They can even take your picture. No problem.
Oh, okay.
Yep. They'll handle
any
the whole
post
thing.
Office.
I know most of them have passport. They don't have full post office hours, so sometimes it's 11 to 3. But call your local post office. You can just drive by and check with them.
That's great.
Yep. Start to finish, they'll get the
whole
process.
Thank you.
But don't wait too long, because if you're going somewhere, then you might run into trouble.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Also, could you tell me anything about what kind of weather there would be in January in Vietnam?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. But don't just go to Vietnam. Go to Cambodia and do the cruise.
Yeah, well, that's
wonderful.
Where I want to go, to Angkor Wat.
Oh, it's a great experience. You know what? Contact me. I will be happy to help you with this. Because I can talk to you for an hour about it. But we have a lot of people calling. So January is fine. It's actually fine, and the food is great, and the people are wonderful.
How long does it take to get a passport from, say, the time you go to the post office to when you get it in the mail?
Depends on the season. Right now it's a few weeks, a couple
of
weeks.
Is that
all? Yeah. But if you have an emergency, you can drive to Boston and get it in a day.
That quickly?
Yeah. As long as you have tickets, as long as you can show them that you have a trip.
Right.
And a lot of people that I try to warn my clients, because people don't know this, and as I said, this industry is endlessly changing between Homeland Security and other country issues. But most countries now require that your passport is good for 6 months post your return home. So if your passport is expiring 3 months post your return home, you may not be allowed to fly out and embark in this country. So the passport, it's a 10-year passport, but it's really a 9.5-year passport. Mm-hmm. And you need to renew it if you're flying out of the country.
If you're applying for one for the very first time, is there a background check? What do they do?
Well, you just have to fill out the forms, and you need to provide certain documentation that you're a citizen. Obviously, you're getting an American passport. It's a 2-page form. It's not that. It's a lot less intense than Global Entry. I can tell you that. They're perfectly happy with you leaving the country. Global Entry will get you back in.
Mark in Lenox. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, hi. Yes. Thank you very much. I'll be going to Nag's Head to see 70% of the eclipse, and that's nice. But I also belong to the amateur astronomers, and there are a few going out west. And also Jay Pasikoff, Dr. Jay Pasikoff from Williams, is bringing a group out to Oregon, and a friend of mine from the amateur astronomers out of NYU is going to, I think, Wyoming. And so there might be some possibilities that they can actually tag along with them somehow.
Certainly. I think the problem is getting the flights. I actually, on a whim, thought I'd run down overnight quickly and head to Wyoming. And I was looking at $1,500 round trip from the capital region. So I don't doubt that they'll be happy to take along another passenger. The question is whether or not you can get the flights that you need.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't able to go. But I also wanted to ask you about if you could make a comment about the health of travel, because a lot of times people are worried about it. But when they go, there should be some benefit to traveling, and I'm interested in that. Also, is there something called vacation syndrome, meaning if you go on vacation or travel and come back and you're really not fulfilled, is there any detriment? Is there any psychological, something that's not what I'm trying to say is I think it's healthier to go somewhere and do it right and not come back, half empty.
Okay, that I think I understand what you're asking, and I agree. I frequently get clients recommended from other clients who have come back from a trip and missed out on a lot of things. Like, for example, they'll fly all the way to Sydney and want to go to the opera and they can't get tickets. Or they'll go to Rome and a couple of the museums are sold out on the days that they're there. So that I think that's the advantage of using someone who has planned a lot of these trips, who has been to most of these places. Now, some people don't like planning. They like to have that kind of laissez-faire, see what I can see and do what I can do. Experience, but that I do think leads to buyer's remorse frequently. You can build in time to to stroll the Champs-Élysées. You can build in time to, you know, rent a boat and paddle on the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska. You can build in extra time to sort of, you know, sit and read a book and make that flexible time. But if you have certain goals in mind, I do think that there is buyer's remorse if you come back and find out from everyone who's gone before you that they've seen all kinds of things that you've missed, especially if it's kind of a trip of a lifetime and, you know, it's a long distance. So, yeah, I do think there's a great deal of value in planning. Where are you going?
well, Nag's head for the eclipse.
Okay. Then, well, that doesn't require too much planning.
No, it's not quite the eclipse, but it is nice. And I mean, places like Aruba, if you go and it's not long enough, you come back with some, golly, I wish just another day would have been good.
Okay. Well, Aruba, I want to address this because this is very important. August and September are travel agent appreciation months in the Caribbean. And the reason is because you can go dirt cheap and the weather is very iffy and possibly awful. Even if you're not caught in a hurricane, with the hurricane season officially started in June, and this is expected to be a tough year, you can still get stuck in a tropical storm where you're 3 days in the rain and the weather is miserable. So I do not book my clients to the Caribbean those months. If they want to go, they have to do it on their own. Aruba is the exception. It is right near the equator. It is 90 miles off the coast of Venezuela. There is no hurricane season in Aruba. So if you went to Aruba, you would find all the gambling casinos open and the sun shining pretty much 365 days a year. It's actually a desert. There are cactus growing around the beach.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It sure does. It was so nice to hear you,
and
all the best. Yes.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you for calling 800-348-2551. Of course, North Korea is a very, very extreme example, but there are places where you can get into trouble simply because of your American passport or the politics is boiling over or something goes wrong. Are there some countries you would avoid at this point?
Well, I hate to be disparaging. I think when people call me with an idea that I don't really believe in or feel comfortable with, I will let them know. But I don't want to sort of slam a whole bunch of countries on the air. I would say that there are so many wonderful choices. Vietnam is exotic, fantastically beautiful, really remarkably kind people, welcoming of Americans, and safe. That is true of so many places around the world. We were in Morocco for 2.5 weeks, and it's a Muslim country. And it was extremely accepting of Americans, very generous of spirit. We were end to end. We went over the Atlas Mountains. We met women in a co-op making the argan, that famous argan oil, by hand. And, you know, we worked with a translator and just spoke to them about their lives. There are so many exotic, interesting places you can go to that are safe. So if you're really nervous, probably shouldn't go. The other thing you should do, though, is register with the State Department. You can go online, register with the State Department, let the American Embassy know who you are and where you are and how long you will be there. That way, I know I had a client in Egypt during the Arab Spring. They contacted the embassy because they were registered with them and they were able to get a flight out. A lot of people were stranded. So if you use the American Embassy, you can go online. It's I think it's the STEP program, the Safe Traveler Enrollment Plan. And it's free. If you're an American citizen, it's free. And they will let you know by cell phone or text if there's some urgent matter, if there's a unrest, if there's an area to avoid, if there's an outbreak of Zika, they will let you know. So that's a very good plan if you're traveling someplace you're a little nervous about.
800-348-2551. Andy's going to China. Andy?
Hi. Good idea.
Hi. Actually, I'm actually going to Thailand, but I have a long layover in China. And from what I understand, there's a 72-hour transit visa that allows you to leave the airport and kind of hang out in the city on these long layovers. I'm going to be in Shanghai.
Okay, Shanghai is fantastic, fantastic. 72 hours won't do it all, but it's a great idea. You do need a visa.
No, you need
a visa.
But from what I understand is you can get it at the airport when you arrive as long as you have a departing ticket and the proper paperwork to get into your next country.
Well, I would double check with the embassy because I know people have run into all kinds of problems. When we were there, we were in 2 weeks on the mainland and then we flew to Hong Kong for a week. And while we were in Hong Kong, we took the boat over to Macau. Now, Macau is considered mainland again. So we had to get a visa with a double entry. So for mm-hmm. that reason, I'm quite familiar with most of these things when I do them for a client or for myself, but I have to say that things can change. So I would not take a chance on spending 72 hours at the airport. And if you do go to Shanghai, okay. go to the Bund and go to the Shanghai Museum.
Okay, perfect. I was about to ask what the must-dos were.
Must-do the Bund and the Shanghai Museum, absolutely.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. The food's great, too.
Thank you very much for calling. It's 800-348-2551. There's a severe thunderstorm warning now for Washington, Warren, and Saratoga counties until 3:30. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning, Warren, Washington, and Saratoga counties. That reminds me, some people go out to the Midwest and hook up with these tornado chasers.
Yeah.
Do you book those things?
No, I want nothing to do with that. No.
Yeah, but there are tour. Is that a tour?
I think it's mostly weather people or weather wannabe people, and it's not something I would recommend.
No, me either. 800-348-2551.
And I like adventure, so mm-hmm. but that I would not consider adventure.
Being picked up
reckless.
And thrown 3 miles is not your idea of a holiday.
No. Nope.
Oh, okay. Beth in Gilderland, go ahead.
Hi, Beth.
Oh, hello. I went to Denali last year in June, and we did not see Denali Peak. I want to go back next year, probably in early June again, and I might be going by myself or with another person, so I'd like the advice on how to go there economically and just to go and, again, like you said, be able to just sit and read a book every now and then and wait for that sunny day when I can see the peak.
Well, how many days did you spend in the Denali area?
Probably a week.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hate to inform you of this, but the warm months, the long day warm months, are generally cloud covered. Now, remember that the Alaska Mountains are unique in the United States in that they're all maritime. So when you mm-hmm. can, if you could see Denali from bottom to top, you would see the entire mountain. Unlike the Rockies, unlike the Himalayas, which have foothills, this is maritime. So it goes from sea level up to the full height. And because of that, it's the exposure to all of the warm weather and the water makes it a very kind of cloudy, misty time of year. The only way to definitely see Denali is to go in the winter, and that's very challenging. However, you said economically, I would recommend splurging for a bush plane. And if you give me send me an email, or I can help you arrange it. It's not cheap, but it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's only about $400. Mm-hmm. But you'll be in and there are two ways to do it. You can do it with a porthole window and a pressurized cabin, or a big, giant picture window. And at 8,000 feet, you put on oxygen, and you put on a headset so you can hear the pilot. You can see the climbers roped together at the top. So, this is the kind, if you're going back to Alaska, budget. You know, eat pizza and budget that in, and it's very worthwhile experience.
Yeah.
Really, and actually a little bit more expensive, they will actually land on Denali on a glacier, and you can get out and take pictures. So that's the other option. Either way, it's a great experience. So I would highly recommend splurging on that. Good luck.
Splurging on a bush pilot. Yes.
Yep.
Well, we were there, and the day we had our coach bus trip into the park, 69 miles worth of traveling into the park.
Did you get to Wonder
our
Lake?
Day was
you
cloudy
went all the way?
And wet.
Yeah,
into the park.
Yeah.
But the day before our scheduled tour, it was blue sky, sunny, and the day after. But our day, it was socked in.
Yeah. Well, July is a little bit better month than June, just so you know. July is a little bit better.
Okay, that's good to know,
generally, too. Generally, by the weather pattern, I would certainly not guarantee weather anywhere. But July is a little bit better month.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll... When you announce your email address again or your website, I will certainly copy it down and get in touch with you about that bush pilot excursion.
Okay. It's Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, A-I-R, the word air, and one, the word one, O-N-E, AndreaAir1@gmail.com.
AndreaAir1@gmail.com. 800-348-2551 is our number.
I'll send you pictures from the plane. I have a bunch. I'll email you some photos if you need further convincing.
Molly in Albany wants to go to L.A. Go ahead, Molly.
Hi there.
Hi, I want to take my teenage daughter to Los Angeles. They want to do a tour of Warner Brothers and hope to get Ellen DeGeneres tickets and then maybe head to the beach for a couple of days.
Okay.
So do you have recommendations of other things in L.A.? And then which beach would you recommend, Malibu or...
Malibu, definitely, but the parking is very, very difficult. So you can go online and find out where you can park, but the houses there have illegally put up fences, and this has been an ongoing legal battle, so it's very hard to get access to the beach, but it is doable. If you go online, there are a lot of ways to find where parking is available. When are you going?
Well, we were going to do the February break, but I'm afraid of the weather causing a problem getting out there, so we're going to wait and go over the April break.
Okay, well, that's a better month, but I have to warn you, if you've been in the Atlantic Ocean in Florida and Georgia and North Carolina and the Hamptons, the water is warm. The California coast is not warm. The water is not warm. People are very surprised. There's a lot of wetsuit wearing out there. It's because of where the water comes from. Don't forget where they're located. On the Pacific, and where, you know, I'm certainly not an oceanographer, but I've been to California maybe 20 times, and the water is not warm. I would suggest there are some, well, I guess the girls don't want to go to a museum, but I would suggest hiking up to the Hollywood sign. That's a lot of fun. It takes about an hour or so.
Fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Of course, I'm sure they're going to go to Rodeo Drive. Everybody wants to check that out. And then there are some terrific towns in the vicinity of L.A. that you can certainly go to Venice Beach. That might be a good place to spend the day. It's actually a little bit warmer there, and that's where all the muscle builders are hanging out, skateboarders and rollerbladers, and that's kind of an iconic California Los Angeles experience. Write in advance for the tickets. Get the tickets in advance because you don't always get in on the day. You usually can, but you know there's no guarantee. So they're free. You might as well try and get them in advance. So that's what I would suggest.
Thank you very much, Molly. 800-348-2551. It is hard to get those TV tickets. I mean, they don't always.
No, generally no.
Well, they're not always in production every week and every day.
They're not. That's the other thing you have to be aware of. They might be off the air at a particular time of the year for one reason or another. But it's always better to get things like that. You don't want to fly that far and have nothing.
And those studios are surprisingly small when you see them.
They are.
The audiences are not that big.
They are. And they're interchangeable. They redo them all the time for different shows. So it's a constant movable feast. But there are big lines, and you want to avoid that if you're traveling, I think.
800-348-2551. Travel. More calls in a moment.
Support for WAMT comes from Pelham Auto Service at the Amherst-Belchertown line, located by the sign of the Flying Pig, a worker-owned and operated service repairing foreign cars since 1972. PelhamAuto.com. Albany Parking Authority, offering more than 5,000 public parking spots in Albany. ParkAlbany.com for on-street and garage options. Shannon Rose Design, Saratoga Springs, New York, working to help companies and organizations express their identities through corporate branding, web design and development, and graphic design for almost three decades. ShannonRose.com. George Heigl Antiques, Boston Spa, New York, offering estate sale services, including management, appraisals, and evaluations for individuals, families, and businesses. 518-396-7974. And Dr. Lucy Chapik, Latham, practicing aesthetic plastic surgery, offering platelet-rich plasma treatment and microneedling, working to help people improve their well-being. A surgeon's hands, a woman's touch. 518-786-1700.
This is Vox Pop on WAMC. Judith in North Adams. Judith.
Hi, Judith.
Hi. I travel. You can hear me okay, right?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, I travel with a service dog, and the things that you need to do, first of all, they do distinguish between physical disability versus emotional disability. Emotional disability, they usually want to have a letter from your psychiatrist that is within the year. And the physical disability, you can have a letter and it's good for years. Really important to have a well-trained dog, not one that is barking and jumping and misbehaving. You really have to have your dog well-trained. And it's just usual, but they usually want to see letters when you get on the plane, especially if they don't know you. They will check to see if you've got the proper credentials, just because it just makes your life a whole lot easier when you're traveling, because there are people that will just say, this is my service dog, and they've got, you know, a dog that's sleeping all over the place, and it makes it bad for the true service dogs. And it's not just for blind people. It's people who have seizures, people who have diabetes, people who don't see well at night. There's a lot of different reasons why people have service dogs. And one of the things that's really hard is when someone asks you why you have a service dog, you do have a right not to tell them. But they do want to distinguish between emotional and physical disability, and there are different requirements for
what most airlines
want.
Thank you for that. Thank you. I've had mixed reports from clients, so but thank you for that.
Thank you very much, Judith. It's 800-348-2551. It's William in Albany. William.
Hi, William.
Hi. I just wanted to let you, you were talking about national parks earlier, and the National Park Service offers a senior pass, a $10 lifetime pass.
Yes, they do. 65 and older. Yep.
However, on August 28th, that is going to go up to $80 lifetime, or $20 annually. So if people out there are 62 or older who are interested in getting a lifetime pass, they can still buy it at the $10 rate through August 28th.
Yep. Well, thanks for that. I honestly think that the national parks are the greatest value maybe on the planet. So I have a lifetime pass, but I always donate when I get to the parks. I think it's just, you know, an incredible experience to be among these great towering trees and high mountains. And so I encourage people to join the National Park Foundation and give more. But thank you for that.
Yep.
Thank you very much for calling. It's 800-348-2551. Are the crowds getting any better there? There used to be concerns about the, you know, snarled traffic, too many people. What's it like?
Well, it depends on the park and the time of the year. Grand Canyon is packed on the south rim all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Busloads of people come from everywhere, but they don't stay very long. They get a quick tour of the rim and they leave. So the diehards generally go up to the north rim, which is empty because it's harder to get to. And so that's never crowded, the north rim. Zion has now instituted from April through October a bus system, and it goes all along the hotel row and it stops in a number of major places where you can park your car, and you cannot drive into the park. Denali, different reason. It's not as crowded because it's enormous. However, they don't allow people past the 12-mile mark on the road with your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two options. You can take a private bus tour to the end to Wonder Lake, or you can take the National Park bus. It's a school bus that people drive. And you can hop on and off in a dozen places and just explore all the way out to Wonder Lake. It takes about 13 hours round trip. And it's something like $40 for the whole day. But you cannot drive further. So some of the restrictions are due to crowds. Some of them are due to the fact that the parks need to be protected. I think Kings Canyon also has a restrictive access to some of the roads, and they have vehicles that will take people around.
Ever seen a grizzly bear?
Oh, many times. I've been as close as I am to you by accident.
Oh. And you're still here. Wow.
Well, the most scary thing was
last... That's a story. You got to tell that story.
No. We had been to 20, 30 national parks, yeah. Never seen a bear. We were with young children, and we've been hiking everywhere. We flew to Alaska. We were there really early in the morning because of the six-hour time change. We went right down to south, down the Kinnick Arm to Alyeska. Dropped our bags and ran right up the hill to hike. And within, I'd say, 15 minutes, we came around a bend, and we were 10 feet away from a huge bear. It was scary. I had little kids, but he didn't seem interested in us. I don't know if it was he or she. There were no cubs, which is extremely dangerous. You don't want to come across a cub. It was fine. Actually, the only time I was really scared, I've seen bears in a number of parks since then, Yellowstone and where else? We've seen them around. Oh, in Alaska, of course, we've seen a lot of bears. Last year at Grand Canyon National Park alone, halfway down the rim, halfway down to the bottom, I came face-to-face with a mountain lion, maybe 30 feet away, that I was so shocked I didn't get scared until about 2 minutes later when I got scared. I felt like lunch.
800-348-2551. It's 800.
I'm still here.
348-2551. Here's an email.
Okay.
Can you recommend accommodations or locale in Wyoming or Montana for a great vacation for a couple? My husband is an avid fly fisherman. What can I do out there?
Oh.
We are planning for 1 year from now, from Lynn.
Okay. Well, I would not, I would not eliminate your level of activity. There are dude ranches out there if you like horseback riding. You should probably contact me because there are a dozen hotels that are fantastic. And if you're going in the summer, there are good deals because it's not ski season, so you can get a little bit better deal. They have horseback riding. There's the Grand Teton National Park, which is beautiful if you're a hiker. There is also, of course, Yellowstone, which is not far away. So I don't know how long you're going for, but get in touch with me because we can plan a perfect trip with a lot of things for you to do that are not fishing.
And we'll give that email address at the end of the program. 800-348-2551. Let's talk to Jay in Delmar. Jay, go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi there. So I have a couple of questions. My first is, can you give us some hints as to what the optimal window is for purchasing air tickets? If you purchase your tickets too late, you pay too much. If you purchase them too early, you pay too much. Sort of what's that optimal time frame for getting the best fares on airline tickets?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell all of my clients for years. You can read travel guides, magazines, New York Times. Every newspaper has a travel writer, and every week they have the optimal. And I can tell you from experience there's no such thing, because the airline with their incredible computer power can change flights in an instant. They can change the prices. So my experience of this is, if you really want to go, depending on where you're going, buy the tickets. If it costs you a little bit more and you don't get the exact lowest price, you're still going on a great trip, and it's a fraction of what the rest of the trip costs. There is no way to predict. Now, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday tend to be less expensive days to travel. If that doesn't fit in with your work schedule, or you have to cut your trip 5 days shorter because of it, it isn't worth it. So I can't answer that question because I don't think a computer can answer that question.
Okay.
Sorry.
But Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, that's a
generally,
really good tip to know.
Generally speaking, okay. That's the better day to travel, the better days to travel. But it is not guaranteed, and it depends on where you're going. So
okay. So, and that ties into my second question,
okay.
Which is, I recently heard a news story, and I was actually in an airport, so it was in passing. But one of the big three airlines, and I think it might be United, is getting ready to expand their service to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And they're thinking that that's going to cause a price war, and that it will drive the prices down for Hawaii. Do you have insight as to when that might be happening, and when would be a good time to be shopping for tickets to Hawaii?
When are you going to Hawaii? Why don't we start with that?
Depends on when it's cheap.
Okay.
I would really love to go this fall.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, fall is not a heavily pressured time. The summer is packed with Californians and people from Japan.
Okay.
Right, you know, the holiday starting with Thanksgiving through Christmas is mobbed.
Right.
If you're going to go, for example, October, I think you probably will strike a pretty good deal with airline tickets. You know, if you're, what airport is your home airport?
Where would Albany.
You? Albany.
Yeah.
So you may want to consider flying out of Boston or possibly Newark. And,
okay.
You know, if you fly out of Newark, you can stay overnight at a hotel. And for the price of the hotel, you can park for 10 days at the airport hotel for free, and they will shuttle you to the airport and pick you up when you come back. So that sometimes is a way to get cheaper flights. And you can also get a nonstop flight. What islands are you going to?
Probably the Big Island.
To the Big Hawaii, yes?
Hawaii, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're going to have to make a connection no matter what, obviously. But again, if you want to email me, I can help you a little bit more, but I think we have a lot of callers waiting, so send me an email. Thanks.
AndreaAir1@gmail.com. That's AndreaAir1. It's all one word, AndreaAir1@gmail.com. We've got a few minutes left. It's Vox Pop. Andrea Schwartz is a custom travel planner. 800-348-2551. John's been waiting a long time. John, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
Just a couple quick comments on the Global Entry.
Yes.
Global Entry is not necessarily linked with the known or trusted traveler program that TSA honors. So basically, you got to make sure it's on your airline ticket, stamped on your airline ticket by your airline, because even at Albany, they will reject you.
Now, you know what? All you need to do is when you make your reservation, you give them your number. If you're doing it online, or if you're doing it over the phone, or if you're doing it at a travel planner's office, if you give them your global entry number and combine that with your frequent traveler number, you are permanently in with that airline. From that point forward, every reservation that you make in your name with your frequent flyer number will have your global entry attached, so you don't have to worry.
No, I appreciate that. I'm the 500,000 a year frequent flyer.
Okay.
Flyer.
Yep. So you should have it on all of your profiles then.
Yeah, I've got kicked out twice.
Did you?
So, yeah.
Okay. Well,
as
then,
as long as it's not on your ticket, American Airlines in particular is a little bit
a little wonky
on that. Whereas United is definitely on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm from my own experience. Okay. Once I always book it online, and then when I get the all the confirmations, it comes up with my global entry number.
Sure.
Right there. So I haven't had any rejections yet.
Okay, and then for international flights coming back into the United States,
yes,
with global entry.
Yep.
Because most of the ports now are U.S. ports, airlines on the East Coast anyway, have the automated what do you call them? Almost like the global entry kiosk.
The kiosk, yeah, the
where
kiosk.
You go through.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a the benefits are marginal, let's say, going to global entry versus just going through. So just setting the expectation of spending a couple $100 going through all the effort and everything else isn't necessarily the do-all.
Well, it's $125 for 5 years, so it's not that expensive. But I can tell you from my own experience that it has saved me hours of time, and I don't like taking my shoes off. So, especially in the winter. So, in fact, there was just a scientific report about all the germs people pick up because they're sometimes going sockless at the airport, and they take their shoes off and they have to walk through all that muck. And
sure.
So it's not advised. Before I had global entry, I always brought socks if I was wearing sandals because I wasn't going to walk through that. But
well, you're making it sound so much fun.
Well, it is fun if you have global entry. I'm willing to go just about anywhere.
Yeah,
so I don't think this is a big deal at all. Put it in if you're worried.
I have all the frequent flyer prestige, let's say, levels. But the second item was on the passport renewal. I have found that both New York and around us in Albany, the three locations is New York, Boston, and St. Albans up in Vermont. And out of the three, you can get a reservation at St. Albans almost sooner than you can get there.
Probably so.
There is no line generally.
Yeah. Well, we got ours renewed in Boston quickly because we ran afoul of that 6 month issue by 2 days. So we had to get ours renewed very quickly under those circumstances. And they were great in Boston. We didn't wait at all. So, but I guess it depends on the time of the year, actually. So this is easy to find out online.
Okay. Well, this is just from 30 years of experience traveling,
right.
500,000 a year. So.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got time for Marilyn, who's got a question about travel insurance. Marilyn?
Uh-huh.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
I'm going at the end of the month to the Czech Republic for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And wondering about travel insurance, both should the need to cancel the trip for some reason, and as well if you needed to come back unexpectedly.
Okay. Well, I work with the company since I've been doing this for a very long time, and they are excellent, but I don't like, and I really am not supposed to bring up brand names on the air. But they have come through 100% of the time. So if you get in touch with me, I can walk you through it. There are a lot of different options with this company, and people often tend to buy the most expensive option, which they rarely need. But you can get coverage for pre-departure, post-departure, trip interruption, lost baggage, and it also will cover you if anybody in your immediate family who is not traveling with you becomes ill or has an emergency. You can stay home and get the full refund as long as there are kids, parents, brother, sister, immediate family members.
Okay.
So it's a
That's
very
great. I have your email. Thank
very
you.
Very comprehensive
much.
Coverage, and it works well. So I'm happy to help you. Thanks.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got time for one quick call. Jeff, go ahead. Jeff,
hey, Jeff.
Wants to take a submarine trip.
Oh, what a cool idea.
Yes. Hello, Andrea. This is Jeff from Newport.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Yes, 5 more days to Poland.
I know that. I'm going to send you a happy departure email at some point. But
excellent, excellent. I just had one question. You had mentioned to Ray last time you were on the air that you weren't impressed with the submarine tour off of Hawaii.
It was okay. I think snorkeling is more fun, actually.
All right. Now, which submarine did you take? Because I know there's a
Atlantis, the Atlantis.
Right. Off of which island?
Maui.
I see. Well, try the one off of Honolulu, off of Oahu, and you'll get to see a plane sunken, and you'll get to see a boat.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Just don't touch the torpedoes.
Yeah.
We're just about out of time. I want to thank everyone who called in and apologize to those we left on the line. Big thanks to Andrea Schwartz.
Happy to be here, always.
Support for Vox Pop comes from the Hyde Collection, an art museum and historic house in Glens Falls, New York. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 12 to 5, HydeCollection.org. Lakeview Orchard and Farm Stand, 94 Old Cheshire Road, Lanesboro, Massachusetts. You pick cherries, raspberries, currants, blueberries, homemade donuts, pies, pastries, kapusta, golumpi, and pierogi. LakeviewOrchard.com. Lathrop Communities, independent living in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Serving older adults in the Quaker tradition together, transforming the experience of aging. Lathrop.kendall.org. The Discovery Center, presenting August programs featuring Turtle Time on Wednesdays and Fridays, an exploration into the world of insects. AlbanyPineBush.org. Our engineer today, Zach Malloy. Thanks to Colleen O'Connell for answering the phones. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Brian Shields. Tomorrow, Bob Berman is here. We'll talk about the eclipse and your astronomy questions. Stay tuned now for a news update.